This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and California. Whatever else those seven states may have in common, they all border the Colorado River, and they're all up against yet another federal deadline to limit their water use in the face of the generational drought we're having out here in the American West. Do not let the rains of the past couple of weeks fool you, by the way. The Colorado Seven have till Tuesday to come to terms on massive voluntary cuts on water use, or the Bureau of Reclamation says it is going to figure out the non-voluntary cuts for them. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has been following this saga for us for a while now, and as she reports, it is about water, sure. It's also about power, hydroelectric, and other.
Around 22% of the energy generated in the West comes from hydropower. In times of drought, the cities and towns that rely on that power turn to other sources
that are dirtier and less efficient and far more expensive.
Like oil and natural gas, says Brian Hill, who heads up the public electric utility in Page, Arizona, with water levels on Lake Powell reaching historic lows.
We're having to go out on the marketplace. The cost of the energy that we bring into Page has at least doubled.
He hopes the wet weather we've been seeing in the West will translate to a boost for the reservoir come spring. Adrian Marshall, a hydrologist at the Colorado School of Mines, says there are no guarantees.
We don't know how much that will help the reservoirs and help hydropower production.
If the rest of the winter is warmer or drier, she says a lot of mountain snowpack could evaporate. And even if we do get some good runoff,
we also should not count on one wet water year to get us out of a long-term mess.
But that's exactly what some water managers are banking on as they debate the best way to conserve water, says John Fleck at the University of New Mexico.
There's still a lot of tension about how deep we need to cut now, or how much we can put off.
In hopes the mega drought will let up in the coming years. Brian Hill, with the utility in Page, Arizona, says he gets it.
Nobody wants to give up their water. Water is wealth.
But it's also power. And without some major compromises, he says cities like Page are going to have a hard time keeping the lights on. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.